period. At this time, any members of the audience wishing to step forward and address the board may do so. Please state your name. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Neil Farrell, and I'm the Vice President of Morro Bay Forth, Inc. That's I'll give you guys some buttons. I'll just pass them out over. Yeah, these little buttons are sort of an introduction for the new committee. We're a nonprofit group that's just formed this year to take over the 4th of July celebration in Morro Bay. We're just getting up and running. We've got our nonprofit papers filed with the state. We're waiting on the feds, and we'll be collecting money and doing fundraisers and all kinds of great stuff. Basically, what we want to do is we want to continue with what we had before, a fireworks show over the bay, family-friendly, alcohol-free 4th of July family picnic down at Tidelands Park. And we're kind of picking up where we left off this last year. As you know, we had a laser show, and it didn't go over quite as well as we'd hoped. The Chamber of Commerce is helping us. The city is helping us. And we've got a long ways to go. This is a long road. There's an amazing amount of things that have to be done to put on this show in this harbor here. But we've got a good group of about 14 people who are on our board. And we're getting volunteers. We've got an email list that's well over 400 or 500 addresses long already. And basically, we just wanted to introduce ourselves here today and say that we love what you guys are doing. John Solu had suggested that we come and talk to you folks about possibly some funding. Not today. We'll come back later, probably after the first of the year. Basically, we have to have at least $10,000 by April 1st to put the down payment on the fireworks show. We're putting together fundraising ideas and marketing ideas and stuff. We've got a long ways to go. A lot of people were very angry after this last year. Friends of mine in Fresno said that the Fresno papers were just filled with letters to the editor critical of us for doing the lasers instead of the fireworks. I don't think it's justified myself, but so we've got a lot of fence building and fence mending to do this year to bring our people back. I think you'll all agree that 4th of July is without a doubt the busiest weekend of the summer, and there's just no way that our town, our business community can afford to lose out on that weekend. So far, everybody has been absolutely positive and supportive. We had a booth at the Harbor Festival, and we talked to hundreds and hundreds of people and sold T-shirts and gave away buttons and stuff. And almost to the last person, everybody was supportive, wanted to bring back fireworks. And basically, that's been our direction that we've pretty much adopted. Ultimately, I think our goal for our committee is to have what I would like to do, or what we would like to do, is just draw a straight line down Morro Bay Boulevard all the way down to the sand spit and try and set the fireworks as close as we can to that line. Now, it's going to be difficult because there are a lot of issues involved in that, but we may not even be able to do it. But to try and move it farther north so that the businesses along the Embarcadero and the Harbor Walk, which we've spent millions of dollars to put in, would be better utilized for the people to see the show and to enjoy themselves. But that's all for the future. You know, we're just right now, we just wanted to introduce ourselves and say thank you very much for supporting us. I know you guys do. I mean, you're the motel owners, so you guys know how important a big weekend like 4th of July is in this town. And that's basically all I have. If you guys have any questions, I can answer questions if you'd like.
Thank you. I do have one question. When's your regularly scheduled meeting?
We meet on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock at Jeff Eccles' house. He lives in Warren Dorn's old place, right. Okay. Over here on Beach and Beach and Embarcadero. And it's open. If anybody wants to come on by, they can come by and stuff.
And how do people contact you if they'd like to donate funds or
we
help?
We have a website, morrobayforth.org, and that's 4th.org. The information's on the website. Other than that, I think an email would be info. Basically, Sudeen came up with this thing where there's 10,000 people in this town. If everybody gave $2, we'd have enough money. And everybody can afford $2. Excuse me. But, of course, now, you know, it's 12 years later, we'll probably go for $5 a piece. But well, anyway, it's not that much money if everybody contributes. It's a huge monumental task if the contributors are really small, if there's only a handful. So basically we're trying to get all inclusive for everybody to pitch in.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate all your efforts, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
You're welcome.
Even if you do come forward and ask for money, we still look forward to seeing you.
Thanks.
Anyone else in the audience wishing to address the board? No? Okay. At this time, I'll close public comment. Thank you very much. Did everybody have an opportunity to look over the minutes from the previous meeting? Any questions or changes to note?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Seeing that, we will move on. And at this time, we would normally move to our monthly reports, but I'd like to see if we could, if anybody or if everybody would agree, and we have no objections. I see that we have a member of the audience waiting to speak with us, and this monthly report section usually is quite lengthy. And so if there are no objections, I'd like to move to new business and move the A funding request from the Visitor and Conference Bureau up to the front of the agenda. If there's no objections, are there any objections to that? Seeing none, I think that we can go ahead and do that.
Let's have a motion a second just for fun.
Someone?
I'll make a motion that we hear the under new business section A, discussion of funding requests for the Visitors and Conference Bureau. Move that up before the monthly reports.
Yeah, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, great. We can hear from Mr. Sumner.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. My name is John Sumner, and I'm the Executive Director of the County Visitors and Conference Bureau. And thanks for having me back again today, and thanks for moving me up on the agenda. I listened to the feedback when I was last here a month ago, and I've come prepared to address the questions that that you had regarding additional funding for the Visitors and Conference Bureau. And I've given you a packet with some items in there, including our annual visitors guide, a list of the many benefits that the Visitors and Conference Bureau offers to its members, and then some other items which I will get to in order to address your previous questions. The visitors guide, by the way, you can see there's a very familiar icon on the cover of that, and I would think that Morro Bay would be pleased with its presence there. The primary question that that I had from you last month was regarding the funding formula as we were requesting it, and I've included the original letter, the second item in your folder there, requesting the funding and listing the figures, the amounts, and what they represented. And I realized there was some confusion as to exactly how we arrived at those figures. And understandably so, because it is a little complex, but I'm going to try to simplify it for you today. The funding request was based on a figure called the FAIR funding, which is a figure that is arrived at based on hotel rooms and a formula that leveled the playing field for representation into the Visitors and Conference Bureau by each municipality. And if you look in your folder, the third page is in there, is titled Approved Public Sector Funding Formula for All Cities. And this is a formula that was approved by the county as a whole. And you see the spreadsheet for the first, at the top of the list there, that lists per room rate in cities, minimum $6,000 annually. And below that, you'll see how these figures were arrived at. Morro Bay, by the way, is highlighted in yellow. The room rate averaged over all cities, 2% of the TOT divided by number of rooms in city to get room rate by city. Average of the room rate of all cities times number of rooms in each city to get the city rate. So the figure that is represented by Morro Bay shows at that time, well, the last time that we used the funding formula for the 06-07 year, and then the 07-08. Now, the $10,000 figure was what was paid by Morro Bay. The 07-08 lists the room rate on there and lists what the fair funding formula for that would be, which was at that time $34,276. The next column there, 08-09, the room rate was down a little bit. Therefore, the fair funding figure was down a little bit, $32,472. And then estimates again for 09, 010, and 010, 011. Referring back to the original letter that I gave you, there was a request there for $32,472. So what we took for the 09, 010 was not the estimated figure, but rather the figure that was used for the previous year, with the understanding that the estimated $38,000. This represents all-inclusive lodging memberships. In other words, the amount that if every lodging member in Morro Bay became a member of the VCB, this is what the dues would total, $10,188. So you take the full funding figure, you add in an all-inclusive lodging membership, and you arrive at $42,660. Minus the $10,000 that has already been paid by Morro Bay, amount due $32,660. Now, underneath that, if the TBID elects to go with this scenario, all prepaid members will be reimbursed. That figure is approximately $8,500. All previous non-members will become members. So under this scenario, the bid pays a figure of $32,660, out of which $8,500 will be reimbursed to the lodging members that have already paid for the membership for this year. The reason that we are offering this particular package for funding is that this has been offered to the other municipalities, one of whom, San Luis Obispo, has accepted it. And so we wanted to go back to all of the other cities in the county and offer them the same relationship. Basically, the goal being to be able to bring the services of the Visitors and Conference Bureau to all of the lodging members in each community. However, there is another option here, which does not have the all lodging membership element to it. Option number three, taking the full funding figure of $32,472. Now, I'll explain the minus 5%. We have offered to the county as a whole and to all the municipalities the opportunity to get a discount for lodging memberships if they pay 95% of the full funding fee. And several cities have opted for this particular option. If they pay 95%, or in this case, it's roughly the same, $32,000 minus 5%, or $30,848 in your case. We will discount all of the memberships, the existing members, 25%. And we've done this for the communities that have gone for this 95% funding, including the county as a whole. And we have offered refund checks or a credit toward additional services with the Visitors and Conference Bureau. So the figures would be $32,472, the fair funding figure, that's full funding, minus 5% or $30,848 for the 95% funding, minus the $10,000 that Morro Bay has already paid, total due $20,848. And under this scenario, we would then reimburse to all of the existing members 25% off of their fees. I know that this is a little, there are a lot of figures here. I've tried to simplify it as much as possible. But it gives Morro Bay some good options in order to participate in full funding, which is ultimately our goal for all of the cities. I'm sure there's going to be some questions, so I leave it open to you now.
Thank you, John. I do have a question right off the top, and that is going to be, what is your budget year? Is it July 1st through June 30th,
yes.
Or is it January? So you'll be coming back to us requesting funding then in May?
Around that time. It all begins again, yes.
Uh-huh. And or April, whatever. And so I'm sure you try and get out as early as possible. And so we don't have a full year left. And so we, in essence, would be paying fully for a partial year, and I'm wondering what greater benefit we would get out of that.
Right, and that's a very, very good question. My response to that is that all along we have been serving Morro Bay with the benefits of the VCB. We don't exclude any region in the county from our services because they haven't funded us. So we have been operating at full capacity in terms of serving all of the communities in the county, and we are only asking that they support us to the degree that we've established, the county has established as a fair funding formula. So, yes, you would be paying later into the fiscal year, but our services have been there from the beginning of the fiscal year for Morro Bay.
The next question I have is, for the past few years, Morro Bay has not fully funded the VCB to the tune of their full requests. Not because they haven't wanted to, but because we haven't been able to
give us full funding. So I'll make sure that the record is clear on that. They gave us the amount of funding that they felt they would be able to in a budget that had already been approved. The fact that it was covered in the news media, or at least in the TT or the Tribune, was because of the historic nature of their participation, because they had not funded the Visitors and Conference Bureau at all for nearly a decade. And by having Pismo Beach come in, it essentially brought all of the communities in the county into a relationship, a funding relationship with the Visitors and Conference Bureau. So there was a kind of a different element of news value that the newspaper saw in that. But certainly, with Morro Bay adding additional funding, we would have a press release on that.
And then I have one final question. Can you tell us what is on the menu for the VCB for the rest of this year and the beginning of next year? What you're doing to market the county and how Morro Bay would be included in that effort?
Sure. Well, a number of things, and I gave you a list of the main services, but in particular, I can think of the next FAM tour that we will be is in the process of being organized right now for January, includes Morro Bay in it, as did the previous FAM tour that that Peter Candela was aware of, that we included Morro Bay in pretty extensively for that. And all of the ongoing efforts. I mean, our website, the visitors' guides, all of this are all parts of the benefits that, and in fact, we're concluding the visitors' guide for next year right now, and Morro Bay has a prominent part in that as well.
Anyone else?
I have a question, and I know you explained this, but I need it explained again. Why is it with the option 3, there's the 5% discount, and
yes,
with the option 2, there's not?
That's a very good question. And the reason that it's not in there is because it would have been further confusing for me to put it in there, but that 5% would also apply to option 2.
Okay, so Okay.
I just, as I was putting this together, I thought, my goodness, you know, there are so many figures here. But I would have offered that if you chose to go for the option two. I would have offered that 5% discount on that anyway.
So we would get
5%. But in that case, then there's no 25% refund to the lodging properties, because all of the lodging properties would be a member, and we would refund the entire amount for those that have already paid.
Okay.
But that's a great question, and thanks for bringing it up. I would have if you didn't.
Okay.
Hey, Andrea, I got this from the city, from you or somebody, and it's the historic contribution for, I don't know, does it look right to you? Because it doesn't match their numbers. Or am I just reading it wrong? The top.
This is a document I think we provided last meeting where we talked about the contributions to the SLO VCB. The 2008-2009 number should be 10,000. They requested 32. We provided 10. Other than that, I think the numbers are correct. So you're correct. The 32,472 was the fair share funding formula for this year. Mm-hmm. We've only funded them $10,000 this year.
10 this year, and then 20 the year before.
20
and 10,
the year before, yeah.
10 the year before,
yes,
that.
Yes, you're correct. And then I think when we go back to 2005, 2006, we were back to the fair share, so, which is approximately 38.
Right, so we haven't fair shared in 3 years or 4 years or something like that.
You're correct.
Okay. And then.
Excuse me.
And then. Was there just a rationale behind the city in how they selected the money, just how you do the budget and what comes out?
It's really based on budget constraints.
It's all based on constraints.
There is a page, by the way, in your folder that is titled City Member Funding for SLO County VCB October 2009, and that was funding to date. It will show you what was requested, what was actually funded by each one of the municipalities, with a couple of asterisks which describe additionally the nature of those funding agreements. And then who was being discounted on full funding.
I have a question on the FAM trips.
Yes, sir.
John, when they do come into Morro Bay, I would like, if it's possible, to maybe have some hands-on with them, you know, to kind of guide them through what Morro Bay has to offer, and a little more time, if I can, to set something up for them so they can see a little more detail about what we have to offer.
Sure, and we'd be delighted to be working with the Chamber, Mr. Candela, because obviously that makes our job a little bit not just easier, but more effective in being able to address specific needs within the all-inclusive and collaborative with all the cities. And this is the beginning of that process.
I have a question. So if I'm correct on this, Pismo Beach paid $5,000 to include the additional properties that haven't already paid. So here in Morro Bay, currently we're paying $10,188 of people that are currently members. Thank you.
Under scenario two.
Okay, right. But I know somewhere in here I thought I read that currently our current members are about $8,500. You're collecting about $8,500.
So
that's only a difference of maybe $1,500.
Right.
But yet you're requesting from us much more than that?
But in this case, all of under scenario two, all of the paid memberships will be paid back. We're not doing that in Pismo Beach because they did not fully fund us.
Okay. So would that possibly be an option for us as well to just pay the difference?
Yeah, it could be
okay.
An option. Again, I didn't want to get too many things.
Right, there's a lot of differences.
You know, each relationship that we have with each municipality is unique in many respects, and it's just a nature of the process that we're all going through and understanding how our individual bids work, how, you know, previous you know, funding was provided to the VCB, and so each case is a little bit different. And really, what we're trying to do here is to work out relationships that are comfortable for the city, that get us further toward our goals of inclusiveness with all of the lodging properties. And these are the ways that we see this working best. But obviously, we're interested in working with each city in a way that they're comfortable with as well.
it just, no disrespect, but it seems very, when you use this calculated fair share amount, mm-hmm. to me it doesn't seem very fair. So,
can I just add one, just for your consideration? We have not budgeted for this, so if you, whatever you decide, this would have to probably come out of the contingency budget, which is fairly large.
Great.
But again, keep in mind that we're going to be giving something up out of that contingency, just as you can see.
Thank you. So. Let's see, Mr. Summer, stick close. We'll probably have some questions for you as we discuss this.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
And that's what my question is when do we open up for discussion?
Right now.
Who wants to go first?
Yeah, discussion. Anyone?
Yeah, didn't we pass some sort of what is that thing you call when you pass one? Saying that we weren't going. Was that a motion on solicitation from organizations, as I remember?
No, actually, you tabled. That was tabled.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was trying. We were going to discuss. A formula or a way to format people coming forward and requesting funds, and there were a couple of laid out formats that we had, and I believe it was tabled.
My manager is looking. Was it?
Yeah, it was tabled because I remember making that motion. And we were
right.
We were going to try to put together some guidelines on
oh, okay.
on that.
No, I thought we had made the motion, passed it, and then the guidelines were for a certain amount, but I could be wrong.
No, we did okay. not do that, because I have right here a funding request area, and it says it was tabled.
So I have a couple comments just to make. I just pulled out my calculator real quick, and currently Pismo Beach, first off, my vote would be, or my suggestion would be, wait till next year in April for the next fiscal year. I feel, why are we going to fund all this money halfway through? Second thing, if you look here, Pismo's paid $25,000. Their fully funding request was, say, $70,000. It's about 2.8% they paid. They're requesting, our fully funding is about $32,500, say. We paid $10,000. That's 3.3%. So we're paying more than Pismo, in essence, already with just funding the $10,000. So I just think that's something we need to look at. I mean, obviously, I would love to fully fund, but we have a budget, and I think to pull out of our budget, I could see those funds go somewhere else. I just don't feel that, I don't know, I think that the way that their fair share is done is, I mean, obviously they're taking some money than nothing, but if other cities are not contributing the full funding and they're getting coverage, why should we do full funding? What additional is it going to be for us? I just don't know if we're going to get that additional coverage. So those are a couple of my comments.
Peter, any comments for discussion?
Not yet.
Well, it looks like that the full funding kind of tracks in accordance with TOT, correct? That's how the formula's
right.
worked. So, we're fully when recommending your city or even your hotel. We try to in our hotels we try to play a lot of ball with the city, so they. With the CVB, and as a result, sometimes we get the benefit of a lunch with press or something like that, So, but just to conclude my lengthy commentary, I would say that I would like to link somehow our contribution to the city's contribution strategically for many reasons. One of them being that we are partners in this. And that, if we are looking at funding this in future years, which are in a couple of months, that we should be saying, okay, if, the city's system seems kind of arbitrary, maybe, there could be less arbitrariness, or if we're matching their funding request, it seems like we're being fair to ourselves, our constituency, the city, and probably less so to the CVB, but... That would be my two cents on this. So,
Peter, we'll go back to you. You look ready.
Well, if I remember right, we discussed what were the benefits for paying $10,000. We paid if we pay $10,000, is it a third less? I understand it's a third less, but is that mean the third less of benefit? I think that was the original idea, because I don't know if we were really thinking of funding it all this year through the BID. I think we were trying to figure out value for what we've already paid.
I think, and you would know this probably as a chamber director, that it's difficult to put a quantitative value on a percentage of what you would pay when it comes to any type of marketing effort through a VCB or a chamber, because once you're in the door, you're in the door, and then do they not market you? No, they market you. Are you at the forefront of their mind because you're a good member and standing? And it's very similar to any kind of work you do. The volume of work that you do to get your name out there, and you know, it might be a little easier to get to some of these things like powwow and be in the forefront of the mind, which could be very good for the city, not just for the BID and the hoteliers, but very good for the city as a whole. And I see the value of partnering with what the city has done, you know, being able for our chamber to use also the VCB as a mechanism for the entire city.
Well, I think it all has to do with communication and developing a rapport, because I know when someone else tries to market Morro Bay, they don't really understand Morro Bay, and they really don't understand the assets we have here in this great community of ours. If someone's going to represent us, they need to know exactly how to market us.
Then I would say if we do a portion of funding, I'd like to invite Mr. Summer and his staff out here. We'll set up a lunch and a tour, and we as a BID or a group of us can take them around and show them the value in the city of Morro Bay, get them more familiar, get them tuned up and hot on Morro Bay.
Well, I think that's the very least that we have to do.
I agree.
There's more to this than just funding.
I think one thing you might consider, too, is that we budgeted about $20,000 for trade shows, and that was really so the BID could send their own representative. Peter just went to NTA. So you have that budget. So if we're going to rely on the county to, I'm not saying wrong or right, but if you're going to rely on the county to cover those shows for you, then you probably ought to take some of that money out, because you're not going to, I think that if we're looking at one of the reasons to fund it is because they're going to cover the trade shows, then probably ought to rethink whether we're going to go to those shows.
I think we can look at that on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, it's important to the shows. I've certainly can contest to that this last show being represented as Morro Bay and knowing what to market. Anyway, we can get into that discussion later on during this.
I guess my point is that there are competitors that will, you know, Pismo did join the VCB. They also send somebody on their own, too.
Yeah, so and individual just, hotels yeah, within that. I send people to NTA every year.
That, so.
Yeah, we just sent, you know, Peter to NTA, right. Okay, Nick?
Peter, who did your appointments at NTA? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did.
You did your appointments? How many did you end up with?
If I may, we really need to stay on this topic, and when
right.
we get to the NTA, we can just really need to stay on this topic.
Well, that's that
in those relationships. Yeah, I think it's important that we have representation there from Morro Bay.
Well, you know, we're only 4 months into this committee, and we're still kind of massaging our budget, so I'm kind of leaning towards Michelle's idea about maybe waiting till next year. But I think, you know, maybe matching the city's contribution might be something to think about also, because there is the contingency budget is quite a large amount. But I think for right now we're kind of feeling our way through this still. So,
Karen?
I think considering the lateness in the year, it and the benefit from coming in at this point is a consideration. I think we're pretty much in line with what the city has already contributed. in terms of some of the other cities in the county in terms of requests versus contribution. I think it's definitely something that we need to keep in mind in our budget for next year when requests comes in for funding for next year. I'd like to know what the percentage with the other cities is in terms of their general fund city funding and their BID funding is to give us a better idea maybe going forward. Where these responsibilities or considerations are coming in. I think that's about it.
Thank you. Okay, so across the board, I think there is the idea that we do need to give some funding towards an effort, and I think that it's a valuable thing. It's a valuable tool for us. I think everybody would agree it's valuable to have us at the forefront and have the VCB be hot on Morro Bay.
I agree that I think the VCB is important to Morro Bay. I just feel not halfway through the year to give them more. I mean, they've gotten the $10,000 from us, I think, to what are we at now? November?
7 months. 8 months.
I guess we're halfway. It's halfway through.
We're a third, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I personally think that the $10,000, I definitely think it's something we should consider for next year, but I don't know. I have a hard time giving any additional funds to the VCB halfway through their budget this late in the year. I just am very curious what the value is going to be for it. I mean, if we don't fund them, what are we going to get? What's going to be different if we do or versus if we don't?
Mr. Summer, I think, would like to answer that. And also, I have a question for you regarding this, where Morro Bay fits in. I know that there's this huge statewide marketing effort for the Sunset Food and Wine Show that's coming up, and where you see Morro Bay fitting into that, and how extra funding might put us where that would put us versus the funding we're already doing now for sure. That extremely important event.
That's a good question. And let me address each one of the questions that I've jotted down a note on so that I can respond to some of the some of the concerns. The first being the Pismo Beach funding and the amount that they funded and the amount that Morro Bay has currently funded, and that percentage for Morro Bay was greater. Pismo Beach came late into the bid process, and they were not receiving their funds from that early on. In addition, it's a 1% instead of a 2% bid in Pismo Beach. So they found, and also they had already finalized their budget. So they needed to find a way to participate in some way, shape, or form that was meaningful and managed to find money out of their existing CVB. So there was a lot of effort just to be able to bring them in, and it wasn't because they didn't want to participate. It was because they very much wanted to, but they didn't have the means to be able to do it fully this year. But it was done with the promise that that next year we would be able to approach them for full funding. And so we're looking forward to that. And that's the kind of groundwork that we're laying right now. Events, conventions like NTA and Powwow, which we will be at in Orlando this year, we're already planning that. We would like to be able to do it in concert with other entities, whether they're hotel properties or cities or whatever, but we will be there, and we will be there representing the county as a whole, including Morro Bay, which is a very important part of our marketing. I mean, it's simply an element of the county that is recognizable and iconic, and we would be silly if we didn't take advantage of that for ourselves. I do think that we understand many of the assets in Morro Bay. However, I certainly would take you up on the offer of coming here and taking another tour. I've spent lots of time here, but I would like to spend more time on the Morro Bay and the lodging properties here, and that's something that we do very, very powerfully. The visitor's guide, our public relations and our media tours, the group sales, which Molly Morrison is ahead of, and Pete saw Molly out at MTA, she had all of her appointments locked up a month ago. And we worked very, very vigorously to make sure that we get as much out of those opportunities as possible. A lot of the special promotions, of course, all of the tourism groups that we belong to, not the least of which is CTTC, the California marketing arm, and I'm meeting with them right after I leave here to discuss some ways that we can work together. Regarding the sunset question, yes, we have a huge event planned for next October. We're working with the city of Morro Bay because there are some perceived conflicts with the Morro Bay Harbor Festival, but we think that we can work out a relationship that ultimately will benefit both of those events at the same time. We're bringing that many more people into the county and that many more people that will have the opportunity to spend time in Morro Bay as well. It's an event that is still currently in the planning stages, but the planning is pretty acute right now, and we're just refining the process as we go on. So our relationship with Morro Bay is critical to the success of that. But these are the kinds of things that we can bring to bear on a much broader scale that will shine the light on this county, ultimately having people that heretofore might not have come to San Luis Obispo County and recognize the diversity of offerings here, including Morro Bay, that ultimately we will be perceived as a world-class destination and not just a place where people might pass through for a day or two. Our goal is to get people to look at this area as an opportunity to experience the great diversity of the county and stay here for much longer and spend much more money. And that's my speech, but I hope that answers those questions.
It does. Thank you. Stick close.
Okay.
Okay. So now that we've had this discussion, I'm not sure that we're anywhere. No, truthfully. And it's okay for us to not be anywhere. But if somebody wants to make a motion...
Can we put the most aggressive motion on the table, and then if it gets denied, then then we know where we stand, right?
Absolutely. We could put a motion out there for discussion and see where that goes.
Great. I make a motion to fund the requested $22,000 in change to the VCB this year.
Okay. A second on that?
Well, I guess we know where that one went. I have a motion to...
You need to... excuse me. Chair Solo probably need to state that the motion fails for a lack of a second and see if there's a second motion.
Okay, excuse me. The motion fails for the lack of a second. A second motion may be made at this point.
I make a motion that we match Morro Bay's, the city of Morro Bay's contribution of $10,000 for this fiscal year.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Aha, discussion. Discussion on that?
Yeah, I have a few words. I think what the Visitors and Conference Bureau offers Morro Bay is very important. I appreciate Mr. Summers coming down here. But I think we've kind of figured out that the consensus of the board is the full amount that was requested is probably not, well, we know it's not what we're in favor of. But I think something for what they do, it's very important for our city and the county as well. And I hate to, to kind of close the door on that. I appreciate what they do, and they're very important to our businesses. So that was the reason that I'm in favor of matching what the city has offered.
I completely agree with Nick. I am grateful for what you do. I think that marketing Morro Bay strongly with the county, that's a win for this city, not just for the hotels and BID, but for this city as a whole. And I think that part of the problem is that we're getting a funding request, what we would consider to be late in the year. If our BID had been up and running in January and they were asking us for June, I think that we would really be considering harder the amount. So, that's a good thing to keep in mind for any future funding requests from the VCB. And I agree. I think that we should put something forward to match at least what the city is doing, and a partial is a good thing to do with partial year left. Any other comments?
I have kind of a question too. Just one thing with
to a board of directors who oversee him, so they've approved what he's come forward with. He would probably have to go back to them to answer that, I would imagine.
Could I just, I'm sorry, I know this is your guys' vote, but I just want to say maybe...
I'm sorry, John. I have to say that if you would refrain from comment while we have a motion open, I would appreciate it.
I just, because I had something to say about the motion that I made, if I may. Is that good? I think framing this conversation just logically and for matter of a value system is not quite correct if we frame it by saying what more will we get. It's as if you went to lunch every day and they picked up your tab, and then all of a sudden you go to lunch and he decides to charge you, and you go, what's going on here? How come I don't get lunch free anymore? I think we should frame this discussion around the point that they have provided the services in goodwill and in good faith, and we've taken advantage of those services in goodwill and good faith. It's been unfortunate that the city's been not able to fund it fully, but that's not the city's fault either. We're in tough economic times. We now have the ability to make what the city's decision was more right, and in a partnership with the city, which what this BID board is, we should look at that and say, okay, well, if the city is our partner and they feel that the tourism portion of this is worth $10,000 for the year, we should pay for our lunch, for the lunches we had already and for the remaining lunches we should have. And it just seems fair to me to look at it that way.
And I agree. I think the VCB has done a lot. I think, though, that we also have to be careful of how much funding we're giving out. And, you know, granted, we've got this large contingency, but we're going to have a lot of people come and ask him for money. So I just think we need to be careful about that. I do agree. I think the VCB is extremely valuable. They've done a lot for us. But I think we've also had a partnership there, and we have given them money in the past. They haven't been high and dry. You know, we've got other cities here that have given them nothing, and they're still getting that coverage. So I do agree. I think that...
I'm not sure I agree with them getting the coverage. Morro Bay has... over the past few years, not given its full fair share. Pismo has given nothing, and Pismo didn't get this, and we did. They've been a good partner to us.
Chair Solo, I would want to respond real quickly. I would like you to keep in mind that when the city made the choice to fund a partial funding for the VCB was in certainly a state of flux. And that was a discussion that was held at the council table. And I think that's important for you to remember that, you know, whether or not the council would have funded fully or not was partially predicated on the fact that the VCB was in a state of flux. They didn't have an executive director. And I think that's very important to note. I don't think the city has taken advantage of the VCB. And the city may be very willing to fund a different amount next year. But, again, the VCB was changing at that time.
Is there any more comment on the motion that's on the table, directly related to the motion?
Yes. As a matter of fact, before I would consider it, we have an advisor sitting right across the table here. I'd really want to hear what he has to say about this. He's been involved with different decisions in different areas. I think he'd have some insight about what we're talking about.
Well, actually, I was going to talk about the motion. Really what Mike said was what I was going to say, because you were struggling, I think, to find out what's the extra 10 grand to bring. My point was going to be is that I would perceive it as you have to value what you see this organization as. John's got a business to run with expenses, so he's asking you for as much as you can give to run that business. He's already said if you give him 10, it'll probably be the same amount of work that he will do on Morro Bay's behalf, because he feels that that's what the organization does. If you can give another 10, it will help him run his business better. And that's really what my comment was going to be, that I think it's really not a matter of, as Mike said, I think it's really trying to support an organization that you believe in, and how much can you afford? And that's your call. I mean, I can tell, that's all I was going to say.
Yeah, it's not what we get, it's what we've already gotten. It's what we've already received, I should say. It's what we've already received and what he can do in the future for us. And it's hard, again, to put that down in a specific term at this meeting. Because later, you know, he can come back from a trade show. They can come back from a trade show and go, oh, man, the people we talked to, Morro Bay was the one thing they wanted to talk about, and Morro Bay was the one thing that we threw at them. And you can't know that until you're there.
I agree, but I think they also, as he said in his speech, he has to represent all of the municipalities, and he will do all the municipalities. So I think that's something we need to be aware of as well.
Yeah, but given the option of the municipalities, our core strengths enable us to just the customer debate.
That was just reread to us.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm not opposing, but I refrained from it. Or I'll get all opposed then. I'll abstain, yeah. Or all opposed. All opposed.
Okay, so I've got a 5-1.
Did you vote, Peter? Oh, sorry. Okay, thank you very much.
I have a question before we...
Thank you, Mr. Summer, for your patience.
And please excuse me. I do have another appointment that I need to run to, but I'm very, very grateful to you for your additional support.
Could you email us and let us know when you and your staff would like to come out here so maybe we can set something up so you can tour a few of our finer establishments here in Morro Bay?
And okay. Absolutely, I will.
That would be terrific. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My question revolves around, so this is going to come out of the BID budget. So would John submit a check to my firm, and then I would pay it out of the contingency budget? Is that how you want that to work? John Summers
John
Group.
Summer.
So I would assume that I get a bill from...
A bill.
Yeah,
and
you get a
then
bill.
I would then bill you and then in turn bill the BID.
Cool.
Is that how you want that to work?
We'll work out the mechanics, I guess, with how does...
Yeah, we can work that out with the city, too. I'm not sure. Andrea, what would you like us to do there?
Let me think a little bit about it. I think... I'm not sure that makes sense.
Seems like a round way to get to it.
You funded it. We'll go from here.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Should I then communicate with the city manager and work out the details on that?
Sounds
okay.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Good question. Thank you.
Just want to make sure you don't get two bills.
Sorry, let me get organized here. Okay, we just finished new business A. Shall we move back up on the agenda to monthly reports? Yes, we shall. And with that, A, the review of the transient occupancy tax reports.
Thank you. This was passed out to you, and we'll be getting this to you in your packets. I thought it was included. I just want to make a couple of notes on your report. You've got on one side the report from fiscal year 08-09, and then you've got the year-to-date 9-10. It's important to note that if you look at the asterisks that are across from the August numbers, the asterisks indicate that we've got a couple of motels that have not paid. Those asterisks should be moved down to September. We have total payment in August, and those numbers reflect that. We have a couple of motels that are paying late, but they have been paying, and we're working with those motels. I will note that we looked at the kind of trying to extrapolate out how much we might increase the September TOT number based on previous year's payment of the motels, and we're looking at about an additional $7,000 for TOT for the month of September based on tradition, so that would pop us up to about $166 for the month of September for TOT. Then I'll just bring that to your mention that based on those numbers, we're not looking too bad year to date. I did talk to Member Solu yesterday about the possibility of October, and I'll let her state it, but she said that October looked somewhat dismal. But year to date, we're tracking pretty closely to last year at this point.
Yeah, I just want to say that every hotelier I've talked to has told me that their October was off to the year before, and by a substantial amount, not like 1% off.
Yeah, we just got a really good buoy in September because Labor Day was in September this year.
Right.
As opposed to last year was in August. So I think September is more artificial than the rest of the year.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And October, looks like it's going to be down, unfortunately. I'd like to say it wasn't. Okay.
I believe that
Excuse me. I believe that covers the TOT, unless there's any questions on that from us. The TOT reports? No? Okay. So then we will move on to B. That is the TJA Advertising Agency report by Mr. Sorgenfrei.
Thank you. Billy, were you going to help me out here, or did he leave?
I think he left.
Okay. I'll take care of it. You gotta help me here. So, and I'll go ahead and pass a couple copies of this around. Everybody can look at these. This is the website stats, and as everybody recalls, we have switched over to Google Analytics, which gives us kind of... So as we look at California, obviously the majority of, you look at the United States, majority comes from California, but then as we pinpoint down and we look at just the state itself, our number one city that we get is San Luis Obispo, which is interesting. And I think part of that is attributed to the fact that people go to the website to check for specific things about events. And I know Mike had said that he sees that same picture when they look at some of their hotel sites as well. But I think the interesting thing is the next category down is Los Angeles. And then that's followed by the Valley, but then comes San Francisco as well. So it's interesting that, and you can't see it up there very well. I apologize. Next time I'm going to email you guys this report. That way you can really look at it. I was just trying to save some paper and just pass out the report individually, but I'll email it this prior to our meeting so you'll have it and you can print it out. We kind of did this at the last really to try to see how specific we could get, but I think the interesting thing about this California report is that we are doing a pretty good job of communicating with Southern California and Northern California. I think everybody perceives that only people that come here are from the Valley, and that's really not the case for the people interested as far as the website.
So what's our...
Do we have any goals established for what our visits are going to be? Because I could almost discount most of San Luis Obispo's traffic for relative to hotel stays. So therefore, if you just take that out, it looks like our monthly hotel or monthly that could be viewing hotels is under 2,500 for the month.
You guys have all met Rick. Rick, why don't you come forward and maybe you can answer
some
questions.
Good, Rick. We're going to grill you on some of this stuff.
Go ahead, Mike. Grill away. Go back to the dashboard page, the front page.
Where is the dashboard?
It looks like this. John put it up first.
Yeah, okay. Well, just in reference to that comment, I think that you have to realize, too, that while we're about lodging here, and this came up in the meeting that I had prior to this with the City Promotions Committee, it's also about getting people to come for events. I mean, the City Promotions Committee does spend money on events. We do promote them through PR. And so that, there is an importance to get local people to come as well. And these could also be stay vacations as well. One of the things, statistically, people are starting to find that people are staying within their own counties now because they don't want to spend the money to get on an airplane or to drive a great distance. So not rationalizing it totally, but I don't think it's totally discounted that we're getting response from that.
So if you refer back to the dashboard page and the lower right corner there under content overview, Mike, answering your question, you can see that the page views for the hotel page was 3,132. But what was more important is the percentage of the total page views is a little over 8%. before I started working on the website, John and I were looking at maybe 3%. So it's come a long way in a short period of time to increase that through our search engine optimization efforts. So,
as you do this going forward, can we get like a monthly column that shows our growth? Because otherwise I have to compare this to
absolutely
just on a spreadsheet.
That's so, what I'm here for, is to kind of get a read from what you all would like
right.
to see.
This is, yeah, I mean, this is our fulfillment piece. This is our report
absolutely.
Card because we're trying to drive everybody to the site, right? Isn't that what we're trying to do?
One of the things I would need, too, is also it'd be your monthly TOT for the last how many ever years, because what happens is that you have to understand that the website visitors will basically track your TOT. You know, so in other words, if it's
as a percentage,
in other words, if November's is 14% of your yearly traffic, it'll be 14% of your TOT also will be November. Because one of the things we're doing, assuming you're very close to Pismo Beach, okay, you have three seasons here. You have a high season with a 3-month shoulder season with a 3-month out season going out of that, and then you have a low season. You're within 15 days or 14 days of starting your low season right now. So your numbers, your October numbers will be here, your November, December, January, February, then it starts walking up the other way. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we'll be doing, because we're working on the website, if we can even show November numbers fairly close to October numbers, that's a big gain right now. So in this area. So anyway, you want
to I think I would keep in mind, too, that this will probably be a good place to start, because we really have not reflected any of the BID advertising at this point. We're looking at
Options Committee you did, and I think it is nice to see Travel 50 Beyond and how much fulfillment we had, and we can go back and look that we had an ad placed, or if we see things spike, we'll know.
Yeah, and also, Rick, can we try to get this you know, the top on traffic sources, for example, I just need a little more robust in terms of the data to really traffic sources, for example, you know, everybody's top five traffic sources, four are going to be these. So it doesn't really give me anything. I'd like to get, and this is the referring source, correct?
Referring source.
So I'd like to get maybe the top 20, because then we could look down 10 even.
Probably 5 to 10, Mike.
10, about yeah, because yeah. When we look at 10, then we could get down to like, you know, so, you know, maybe we're in some dog magazine, for example. Recently, one of our hotels was we didn't know we were featured, so it became, so okay, we had that pop up. We researched the link.
Like,
they had an article on us, so we placed an ad in there.
If we were in Pismo today at 3 o'clock, you all were there, we'd be giving you a report a little bit more robust than that, because we have a little bit better data, and also I know what they want. But if you were to look at the top five referring sources for Pismo, you'd see the LA Times in number 3 spot. Well, that's
right.
Because of what John does. And they can say, okay, John, what are you doing?
Well, the LA Times actually shows up in that on this report as well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so, you know, yeah, we can break it down. You know, just tell me what you want, and that's what I'll give you, and we'll start tracking it over the months, which will be really good, because we've come, like John said,
right.
We've come from zero, really, to get going on all this.
And part of the reason, and it's good that the LA Times shows up, but that's one reason why it's an internet campaign. So those are much more trackable. So to say that Travel 50 and Beyond, and that's really why I think you need to have the whole picture and have Peter give you just a brief report, because he sent out 800 fulfillment pieces to Travel 50 and Beyond. Those people not necessarily are going to be fulfilled maybe through the website because they're older, but they're the demographic we're looking for. They're going to still circle the bingo cards. And that 800 is to say, well, we only got 800. Well, that's just the people that decided to be fulfilled by circling a bingo card. The other people went to the website, too. But the LA Times shows up so well because it's a specific internet campaign, and those are the most trackable. We can go back and look exactly how many people went to our website from those particular ads, unlike some of the others we do.
So if you don't have any more questions on that, do you have do they have this here? This
no, one? I was just going to put that on the overhead.
Okay.
But,
well, it's this one here. Steal my copy, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. Hopefully you got a copy. I think we brought some enough out. But what this one, it's the other one, John.
Yeah.
That's the one I wanted to talk about. So what this is, Mike, and all, this will show you the keyword phrases that we've been working on, which have been 10 keyword phrases. And they basically, when we first started this, only two of the 10 or three of the 10 were listed at all, any place. And so if you look at the first one, you can see hotels Morro Bay, which is your most popular search term as far as the TOT generators are concerned. On October 9th, we were in position 20. And then on the 15th of this month, we dropped down to 19. So, or we came up to 19. But Morro Bay Hotels was even more dramatic. We started off in 43. On October, we went to 41, and now we're already at 27. So, and then you can go down that list and see the other gains we made. Interesting enough, Morro Bay.
Is that the page or is that your position?
That's the position in Google search results.
Okay, and the usually first WAD or position. Page is how many positions per page? How many positions per page?
10.
Thanks.
10. So, and one of the things interesting on Morro Bay Lodging, we went from 30 to 23 to two listings, 17 and 18. It's because the homepage now says lodging on it. The hotel page says lodging on it. And then one of my successes have been in the current work area. I've always struggled getting the word travel and vacation in, even in Pismo. And we were at zero when we started it. I couldn't get it to work in October, but then look at the big jump. Morro Bay Travel, number 9, Morro Bay Vacation starts off on 31, so that picks up another 12,000 searches right there. So we're starting to see slowly the TOT generating searches come up a little bit higher. So that's where we want to go.
One of the things we want to do too is we want to, and you'll see on the when we talk about the website designs, we want to start a travel blog. Now the travel blog, though, it should clarify is that the travel blog is not going to be something where it's just they can freely submit. We're going to screen whatever is submitted, then we'll put it on the site. But as I'm sure Rick will attest, whenever you do a blog of any kind or any kind of social media, your optimizations increase quite substantially too. Not to say that it's also a good service for the visitor, but.
I'm currently running 24 travel logs, and it's unbelievable when you post something that's very topical. A typical example, my wife, it's a little bit off the TOT subject. How that came about was John and I talked about this. We found a lady in the cloisters that had a weather station on her roof. We contacted her and said, can we data scrape your weather? I built an application to data scrape her weather. That is Morro Bay weather from the cloisters, updated every 10 minutes. So, and that's leading us into the new design because we're going to have – we can't go – and get MorroBayWeather.com, Morro Bay Weather as a search term unless we have a weather page. This is setting the stage for that. And also, you'll see that. I don't want to trump John's thing, but you'll see surf and tide reports and stuff like that. We'll actually build a page instead of having a ticker from, weather.com or something like that, which will not show up in the search engines.
You need to link to the buoy at Diablo.
Yeah, we got a buoy now offshore at Pismo Beach, and we data scraped it. So we data scraped the weather, the buoy water out of Diablo. We can do that really easily if that's what you want.
Okay.
Anything else for me?
So I think we'll, again, this is sort of a work
Thank
in
you.
Progress as far as how you want the stats. It's obvious to me that I'm better off to send you these before you can print them out. I just was trying to save the volume of paper because if you pass out too many things, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle, but I don't think I think this overhead is slowly becoming extinct.
Hang on one second, John. I'm sorry. Before you, in case you get up to leave, which I hope you don't, I just want to say thank you. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you taking all of our comments to gear this towards what we're looking for.
Actually, Rick's going to stay as we have on the agenda to talk about pay-per-clicks.
Perfect.
He's going to be able to answer some of those questions. And I've also got Rick here, too, as we talk about the designs, some of the limitations or opportunities that we can have with the design for optimization, too, because that's really important as we do our new design, not to design totally on our own aesthetics, but also what's going to be optimized.
And, Rick, just on the traffic sources, if you could expand that to 10, as we discussed, for the report. I know you could get 100 of them. But.
We'll massage it over time to get it exactly how you want it. We'll customize it until you guys say, hey, this is cool. Yeah. This is what we want to go forward with. Because what we want to do is build a really good, strong baseline for the future, which we do not have really right now.
Right. And actually, and just to conclude, on one of the things that we're going to do as we develop the new website, too, is we're going to be able to look at the website and then how many hotels got referrals from MorroBay.org. We can also look at that for the county, too. So we can judge the counties, this county VCB, and what we're getting from them as well. Okay. That was my – actually, if you want, I I think the creative and the website subcommittee are sort of under my thing as well. Do you want me to go to the website next to talk about the design? Or?
Yeah, we had a couple of website subcommittee meetings, and we just had one previously this, what day was it, Tuesday? It was Tuesday, thank you. This Tuesday, sorry, they blur together. This Tuesday, and we had several websites to choose from as a subcommittee, and that included some members of the promotions committee, our subcommittee here, and John presented those homepages to us, how our homepages could look and the concepts behind each one, and we have narrowed it down to three choices for your review here today and our selection for the homepage and the direction that we want to go in with our website. Did everybody get all the information? So we have three homepages that we're going to present to you today for the changes, three homepage selections on three different directions that we could go in with our website. We have, the subcommittee has a top choice that we really prefer over the other ones. And we will be showing you all three choices, selection one, or selection three, two, and one, here today. And then we'd like to take a vote so that we can move forward with the website further.
And just a comment, too, these are designs, so don't get too specific about certain places.
Content, right.
Per se. This is the design that we're wanting to go forward with. And again, it's just the homepage.
Yeah, it's the basic design of the homepage. The content is not, set in stone. It's not the actual content that will be on there, but it's kind of it's a broad. It's not even a broad direction. It's the direction we want to lead us in. So if we could go forward now.
Well, here's the deal. Evidently, we're having a technical difficulty. This worked just fine at 8:00. So what I might do is, while they're working on that, maybe I could show the ads that we came up with.
Sure,
because
that's a good
idea. On the agenda as well, and that doesn't require the overhead. As you all recall, I presented a number of ads, probably too many ads to be in retrospect. And my intent, though, was to try to throw out a bunch of things and see what everybody liked, which I think we did actually achieve. So at the time, we decided, well, let's have a creative subcommittee. That would be better. Maybe we could.
Everybody has the same customer that's a travel customer. So then we started looking at psychographics in terms of what really the customer's more or less frame of mind when they're deciding to travel. Some people want to play, want warm weather, golf, sun, and they're going to Palm Springs, no matter what kind of ad campaign you put into them. But that doesn't mean that they don't go to Morro Bay. It's just that's not what their mindset is at the point. So we came up with the conclusion that we are fulfilling the psychographic needs of those people in search of nostalgia. So that was the bent on which John created the ads. And then some ads that circle around what is that called, nature porn.
Right.
Where you have, oh, good, I got Andrew's attention. I thought she was asleep. Nature porn is a pretty commonly used term in the it's where you show the beauty shot. And I didn't make it up.
Also, I think we came to the conclusion that an important marketing point for us was that we are halfway between Los Angeles, location, between Los Angeles and San Francisco, and that we wanted to hit those nostalgic people who wanted to bring back that youth of driving in the back seat of their parents' car, which wasn't like the best part of the trip, but going up the coast was, and marking Morro Bay as the place to stop.
So we also went through kind of a little series of questions just so everybody can kind of see where we got to this. What is the main visual? I mean, that was one of the questions that came. So, is it the rock? Is it the rock in the bay? Is it the bay, fishing fleet, illustration, or photography? I think the consensus was that it was our rock is sort of our symbol. And with that, though, a dramatic way to demonstrate that. And so what do we want to use as secondary visuals? Kayaking, sailing, fishing, dining, downtown Embarcadero, mountain biking, wine tasting, Hearst Castle, Big Sur, walking on the beach, shopping, lodging. Well, then you think about all those, well, which insets do you pick? So the thought was eliminate the inset ads and talk about that through either bulleting or getting enough attention through the ad that they're directed to the website where they're going to get all those activities. And then what is our main theme? Discover your better nature, ecotourism, gateway to Big Sur, fishing village, seaside town of the past. Well, we discover, you know, we've spent a lot of, put a lot of mileage behind discover your better nature, and the feeling was that that is the position we want. And then body copy, how much copy, key points to cover, and who are we and who is our audience, as Mike talked about. So what we really came up with was for our statement of body copy, basically to explain ourselves, was this picturesque seaside village along Scenic Highway 1 offers numerous outdoor activities and popular shopping districts, enticing restaurants, wonderful accommodations, and warm, friendly atmosphere. Visit morrobay.org to learn more about the great places to stay, dine, and activities to enjoy. So we felt like that after... That sounds like really easy to attain, but after many, many discussions, that's what we came up with. And I think it really kind of covers and gives a good picture of Morro Bay without too much copy and then without having to be laborious with too many insets of photographs and some of the things that I think we kind of erred with the first time. And then as Joan mentioned, as you look at this first ad that I passed out, the headline is, "When you find yourself in California, lose yourself in Morro Bay." And the whole aspect of that is that a lot of people come to California, especially people from out of state or even in a different country, and they think they've seen California once they go to L.A. or San Francisco. And the whole idea is that they haven't even been to California, or if they really want to relax and enjoy themselves. And I think all of us would agree that we're all under a lot of stress. This is the place to come and de-stress and kind of harken back to the past when things were a little simpler. And then again, the location is halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles on the Central Coast. And then a further denominator, which is just minutes from Hearst Castle and world-class wineries. So we kind of covered it all with number one state attraction, but then also our wineries. And then our new logo. And the second ad, which is a brand new ad, this was the only one that we worked off of the past.
John, while you're passing that out, can I ask
sure.
a question of you
yeah.
and the
mm-hmm.
committee? The black background behind the rock, was that to make that phrase stand out when you find yourself in California?
For me, the negative works. We had it with some blue around it and whatnot, but that anchors the ad, and also the negative catches the negative catches the eye, and that's what we liked about that.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about it. I thought that was the it still looks a little unrefined to me, but it's fine in the lower half. The top half looks a little too cut and pasty.
Same with just different backgrounds. It's make your way to Morro Bay and discover to uncover treasures and discover your better nature. And then again, more emphasis to the website. Visit morrobay.org and learn about great places to stay, dine, and activities to enjoy. So a greater call to action to go to the website and the copy that I mentioned. One of the comments, and I can see, and really, even though these are pretty nice prints, this would look much better in the magazine. I mean, these are copies. And I'll send these to you so you guys can look at these on your computer, which would be more representative. But one of the things we'll do with the logo on the white background is make that blue a little darker so the Discover Your Better Nature pops more. And then this next ad I'm passing out shows you how this can work as a campaign. And you can put in a variety of dramatic photographs to pay that off. So this is the last one coming to you. And this one just shows you, again, same headline, same copy relative, but a new image that emphasizes the aspect of our fishing and still of our, you know, there was some discussion about, you know, are we still a fishing village? Maybe the fishing's not as robust as it once was, but you still have that image when you come. And I think people still look for that. And again, this is a whole aspect of the kind of a Monterey that's here, that's years ago without the crowds, but still with the quaintness that it has. And that's what this is showing. And as you can see, we take the logo and put it in different colors to match up with the design.
So I just have a question because I'm confused. I got these ones and there's two different ones.
Mm-hmm. They're just different.
Just the background. But is there one in particular we're doing more
than
we're
doing both of them.
Okay.
Everybody seemed to like both of those.
Yeah. We're not putting an 800 number in on any of these?
Well, we can do that too, yeah. Yeah, we really were emphasizing predominantly the website, but we can certainly add the 800 number for those people who wish to make a call too.
I think being that our demographics the way they are, I think an 800 number is really good. You've got a handful of people that still don't internet coming to Morro Bay.
But we can certainly provide that option. So that's pretty much what your committee came up with, and hopefully the whole board likes them. I think that it was good to have that kind of discussion and figure out where we really want to position ourselves. And also what I wanted to do is get an idea of support of the creative before we went on to the website, which is the next thing to consider. So are there any other comments?
Yeah, I want to know, it's leaned heavier towards nostalgia, but these are very pretty ads. So.
Yeah, they are very pretty ads.
Well, I think one image that might relate a little more to nostalgia that you'll see on one of the web designs, we also talked about even incorporating that in some of the ads too. And
yeah, we did.
So
we did. So shall we go to that?
Up in front of you right now is...
One second before we move on. Is there anything that anyone would like to say to John about the ads besides what they've heard?
I like these much better than the first set that we went through. They're much simpler. They're much cleaner. They're focusing on the nature aspect and the beauty of the area, I think, to promote. And I think that's a good direction to go.
Great. Thank you.
John, do you have an extra set of these for Andrea to give to Valerie?
Yeah. She.
Okay, terrific. Right. Thank you. Okay, let's move on.
So, that's cool. The ad that you see before you, or not ad, but this is a home page. And is it working okay now?
We're just having a camera shot of it.
Okay, so you're going to be able to move up and down on this?
Yes.
Okay, so if you could go all the way to the top.
I'm sorry, excuse me. This is our favorite. So this is our number one choice as a subcommittee. And we felt that this had that nostalgia with the Highway 1 sign there. And we really felt that that could be part of a strong campaign for us to link us to that Highway 1 sign.
So, and again, I should say part of the in the creative subcommittee was the whole idea of Highway 1. Highway 1 has a lot of possibilities for us. One is that I think just about everybody that's familiar at all with California thinks of scenic Highway 1 as a spectacular place. And also from a nostalgia baby boomer standpoint, I think a lot of people probably on their trek either from L.A. or vice versa going south went Highway 1. The idea behind this image, which is, of course, a montage, and we would need to do some recreating of this. This is really a comp at this point, but it's pretty close. But the idea is to talk about those old road trips that everybody used to go on with their families. And, you know, and I think
really defines defines our location so well,
Mike,
obviously.
When we saw this, we talked about this as the ad that goes on the billboard sits, excuse me?
They're on Route 1 when they're
right.
On the billboard?
No, the billboard is on Highway 101 downtown Paso Robles.
Atascadero,
I'm sorry, Atascadero. So... A billboard would sit in Atascadero with the Moral Rock on it, trying to get them off Highway 101. Because a lot of people, and Michelle, you probably know this, they come into your desk and they say, I just drove Highway 1 all the way down, and I exited 41 to get to you. They think they're on Highway 1 when they're on 101. They come in all the time thinking they've come down scenic Highway 1, and they've been on 101 the entire time. I mean...
So,
or the opposite. They think they're on the 101 and they're on the 1.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And I do have the billboard to bring up in a moment. But back to the website. try to incorporate, and there's been some discussion as far as taking that Morro Bay, the top part. I think we can clean that up by having a little bit darker border around that to make the letters stand out more. But I'd like to see it included because it ties back to the creative, ties back to the ad. I think there is that nostalgia, Mike, that you're looking for with
that graphic.
Oh, yeah, it is. Then Discover Your Better Nature, obviously. And then this would actually be Jackrabbit right at the top. So it's very predominant, but yet it designs into the website. So it doesn't look like we just slapped it on top of the page. And then if you'll scroll, go down for me.
Now, is this the lodging page or is this the front
page?
This is
the home page.
It's the home page.
So the other thing with the lodging or with the navigation, there was a thought about having it right in the middle of the page so it's really clear, and these would be drop downs. So you'd have the home page. Well, you'd have this would be predominant throughout. You wouldn't have home there, but you'd have lodging, calendar, activities, dining, top attractions. And there was some discussion in the promotions committee meeting about top attractions and activities. Maybe that's redundant. I think the idea behind top attractions, though, was like Hearst Castle, wineries, you know, those kinds of things. But that could probably go under activities if we needed another navigation button. Then, as you see, the events down below there, those events would actually be scrolling very slowly. So with the person that goes on the home page is going to have a picture of all the yearly events. And then if you wanted to go past those, like you were looking for, say, the Avocado Margarita Festival or something, you just click on those arrows and it would move faster. So that would be another part of the navigation. And then to the left gives them another opportunity. There's specials and deals. The Chamber Multimedia Gallery, which would be our photo gallery, and also our own little setup YouTube that we have that's going to be on the site, like our own submission of home movies, so to speak. And then the Morro Bay History Lesson and then the travel blog that I talked about. So we've got two sets of navigation, but on every page would be the Jackrabbit. So you'd always, no matter what where you're at, whether you're looking at activities or dining, if you want to book a room, you'd be able to still facilitate that. And so that image up at the top. So really today, as Joan said, and we have two more to show you, but this was the one that I think the subcommittee's recommendation, and that came from two people from the promotions committee, and I showed this to the promotions committee this morning because they do help fund the support of the website as well, and they bought this design as well.
I'd like to say something, excuse me, I'd like to say something about the design of the homepage and lodging. Can you go back up to the top, please, if you would? I just want you to see that as it pops up, this is what pops onto the screen. Up there on the right-hand side is the book a room. Go down a little bit. As they come up to the drop-down, lodging again. Drop down some more for me. Lodging right there on the left. Drop down some more for me. All the way down. Lodging. So there's four places to hit lodging on the homepage. Just want to point that out to everyone who was interested in
and
the lodging.
If you could go right back to the very top again, please. There we go. Also, as Rick mentioned, and again, this helps on optimization, we've got surf and tides, weather, webcam, contact info, and then they can search the site. So there's a lot of navigation, but it's not too convoluted because it's spread out throughout the home page. I'd like to go ahead and show the other two designs, and then maybe we can go back and talk about the whole thing if you'd like.
Well, let's see if there's any questions on that one. I think Peter had a comment.
Well, let me see all three. I haven't seen them.
So the idea behind this one is more of getting back kind of to the scenics and the, you know, as the, what was it? Beauty, what was the,
nature porn?
Nature porn. So this would be a series of really dramatic shots. And these would slide out as that would be part of the flash. And then again, navigation, those orders this out in the sense that it would just be showing a series of really beautiful activities and shots. But the first one I thought was my favorite. I'm glad that the subcommittee and the promotions committee this morning approved that one or liked that one. I think that kind of is back to what the creative subcommittee had talked about in trying to capture this nostalgia, which I think is really something that we have going for us here.
Yeah, we did talk briefly also, John, I think, that the county BID is going to have to specifically spend money in marketing the unincorporated specific towns, Los Osos, all the way up through Cayucos, Cambria. So that's a nice marketing link route there, that Route 1 marketing link. So if we grab, and we'll, I mean, I think we probably in that group, we probably show pretty well relative for lodging and restaurant visit. But probably it'd be great just to have that California one on the print stuff as well, so we were able to leverage that Highway 1 in that future direction that could probably take place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another aspect that's coming forward, which is the BID for the unincorporated areas. And I know that there's been some discussion if once that thing gets going that there may be some outreach that Morro Bay, you know, some, as long as it's benefiting everybody, benefiting them, benefiting Morro Bay, then there could be some outreach there, like in the form of a map or something like that, that would be, you know, start your scenic coastal experience. Actually, it starts in Morro Bay and ends in San Simeon, which would be the stakeholders. So basically what I'm hoping to do today, sorry, Madam Chair, I'm just hoping to get a blessing on the design, and then in subcommittee we would go through and tweak it, and the navigation and all the other things I think could probably be done. But that's not to say that it's all going to be done and then come back with a website. The board, as I mentioned earlier, would be brought along on those processes. But to facilitate it and get it moving forward, subcommittees, we can probably work a little quicker. And I know it's a desire to get this going right away.
On that note, any comments at all from the board?
I have just an agreement that I like this one the best with the number Highway 1. I think that really kind of brings it home. And I also agree with the idea of duplications on your navigational buttons, activity and top attractions. I think it can be combined. What I'd like to see and replace there is I would like to see the chamber with its drop downs on there as well. So we can combine the activities, top attractions, and add the chamber button there.
Where would the chamber button be?
You have to scroll down a little
I'm
bit.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Thank you. Can you stop there? Stop.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It would help.
So maybe trade out top attractions for the chamber button?
It would be tough to put Chamber of Commerce on the button. You'd have to put Chamber on it.
Chamber's fine.
Okay. I think that's a good compromise.
It doesn't bother me. I mean,
I have some comments. I like this version. I think Highway, you know, the California Highway 1 is one aspect that Morro Bay really hasn't capitalized on. And when I tell people, being my business being in North Morro Bay, rather than saying, you know, come down Main Street, go blah, I just say get on Highway 1. You hit the stoplight on San Jacinto, turn right there, and that's the frontage road on Highway 1. So I think it kind of spreads out the town, and it makes it a little bit more accessible to everyone. So I think it's great.
Yeah.
And I especially like that point, too, Nick, because we have had that the North County portion, the north side of the town hotels, we need to represent them as well. And Route 1 helps us represent them.
If I could just add, the promotions committee saw this, and they liked it. There was one comment by a couple of members about shopping, and that we wanted to try to emphasize to a greater degree shopping. And I don't think it was necessarily that we need to have one of those buttons be shopping, but that we try to emphasize that more and support the merchants. So I think that we can do that through the drop downs. And also where it says on that one side, it says specials,
right,
and deals. Again, my real wish for all of this, and I think, again, for this effort to really work, is, again, to package and marriage up the restaurants and the merchants and all that to, when they go to specials and deals, people go, wow, you know, there's a lot here, as opposed to one or two. And I think we're moving toward that. But that's where I could really see the shopping part of this go in, too, and have maybe get the merchants together and come up with some real packages, and not to give away the store, but some incentives to go in as well.
Karen?
You know, once that motion's done, because it could be kind of repetitive if somebody's on that homepage for a while, which they may not necessarily be, but because that flash would only work through when the car goes, and then it would all repeat again. But to have another couple of pictures that would come in behind that.
I've said before that this is my favorite. Pardon me, that this is my favorite. I still up there where Book of Room is. The outline on that, I'd like to see that framed out just a little bit stronger.
I think for me, us with the subcommittee, I think this looks much better.
Oh yeah,
maybe
way
just a red thin line around the box or something. Like you said, maybe for it to bounce out just a little bit more. I think it looks much better though than what we saw.
It's fabulous, but I don't want it. So here we are. It's a careful balance to have that bounce out where it calls attention to it, but not to call more attention to it where it distracts from the photo. So that's,
or maybe a shade darker on the box.
Yeah, it's
a little bit.
Just,
I don't know.
Just something. There you go. That's a ridiculous, I'm sure. Okay, so at this point, are there any questions for John Sorgenfrey? If not, I would look for a motion. I think that we're all in agreement. Is that true?
Actually, I don't think we really need a motion.
Need a motion?
I've got in our minutes is the board consensus was to move ahead with the first design and move further with the subcommittee.
That's is there anybody who disagrees with that? No. Okay. There you
Great.
Go.
Thank you. Thank you. Do my one final item, which is the billboard.
Do it.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So you've already seen what we, I think we sort of happened on this, but I think everybody thought this would make a great billboard illustration with some tweaks, of course. But one of the ideas behind it was, and I don't know if you have these, if you could show that one first. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We talked about a billboard and was asked to go out and look for some locations that might work. And this would come out of our contingency budget, but we did, you know, talk about something like that coming from that budget. But the idea would be to get something that is on the 101 that's in a close proximity to where people would get off on 41. And we found a board that's 2 miles north of Atascadero. And it's a good-sized board. It's 10 by 40. It's illuminated. And the idea, and these might not be the exact words, but something to the effect of visit Morro Bay, don't miss Highway Scenic 101, or Highway Scenic 1, take exit 41. So in other words, the whole idea behind this is to let people know that this is where you can hook up to Highway 1. And so it's pull people off of the 101 freeway and get them to take 41. Once they're on 41, there's enough signage and direction that will get them to Morro Bay. So that's kind of the call to action on the board, which you have about 3 seconds to convey. But that would be the idea, and then that visual with some tweaking. But to give you an idea, this board is, as I mentioned, 2 miles north of Atascadero. It's a 10 by 40. It's illuminated. And the price that I was able to negotiate down to was $12.50, which is really a good price, believe me. That was about $3,000 this time last year. And the fact that it's lit is a great idea, too, and a great inset. Could you go to the next one? And this is another board that we really didn't talk too much about, but I'll just let you know that it's available. This was the best I could find coming south for right now. This is a board that used to have Cypress Ridge on it for a really long time, coming out of Santa Maria, just as you're kind of past the swap meet. It's on the left-hand side. It's not illuminated, but it's a big board, and it's got a good long read to it. And this board is $900 a month. No, this one's not illuminated. That's why it's a little bit cheaper. But it is a good-sized board, and my client was on that board for a long time, Cypress Ridge, and they kept it for a really long time. Just so you know, it's G.J. Gardner that's on there now, and then the Atascadero board, if you're familiar with it, it's Tasty Freeze is on there currently. But I think the north board is really, I think both of them would be for your consideration, but I think that north board, it's really important to grab something that's strategically located that where it makes sense to tell people to get off at a certain exit.
John, as from what I understand about billboards, since we have a number of them in our company, is we use them primarily to draw traffic for restaurant and gift items. The lodging component of a billboard buy is not the dominant reason to do a billboard. So I know we talked a little bit about going to the promotion committee and asking some sort of co-op activity between the two of us, because I think the the benefit there will be definitely geared towards lodging and shopping. FYI, just for so everybody to consider. I mean, when you
so. I agree. We did talk about that. And this billboard, when he says $1,250, is $1,250 a month, comes out to $15,000 a year plus the creative to go on it. And so is goodwill for the city. It supports the city as a whole. Restaurants, shops, it drives revenue for the rest of the city.
I think it's a branding mechanism too. I think that this will help to brand the destination with thousands and thousands of people. And I think that we have to look at it from, you know, that perspective too. I think it will be a help. It'll help on the branding. And I also think it. I do believe that this stay vacation, you know, thing is going to be here for a while. And I think people that are maybe coming from Paso Robles or even from Monterey, you know, they may not get off that 41 at that particular trip, but it will put in their mind that, hey, you know, I haven't been to Morro Bay for a while.
What's the period of obligation on the port?
It's an annual contract.
So about 5% of our budget, was it ends up being about 24,000, something like that. Is that right?
Sorry. Are we looking at both of them?
Just one. Well, I'm sorry. We're looking at. I'm talking about the Atascadero billboard solely right now. I think we should narrow that. Right now, I think Santa Maria is a little too far away from the south. Ideally, if we had a billboard coming from the south. I mean, ideally, I would like to see it sit in San Luis Obispo or where you come around the corner from Avila and you're entering right. San Luis before Highway 1 or just south of Pismo so we can get Pismo traffic up to Morro Bay. That's where I think they would be ideal. I think that Santa Maria, personally, I think Santa Maria is a little
so
far out.
So back of the envelope number, it's about 17,000 annually. So.
16, yeah. It looks like it's 16.
It's a lot of money when you consider it's, you know, it's not really going to affect lodging. But, you know, I agree with the branding.
I think it's more of about a branding and a city thing as well. But I think it's something to think about, too, for long term. People might come through here and eat at one point and fall in love with town and then come back in the future and plan a trip. So I think that's something to consider as well.
Let me ask, John, any statistics on how many cars pass by on that highway, that portion of the highway?
It's probably... I can find out what the count is.
Just
but,
curious if you knew that. And then...
It's hundreds of thousands.
Right. It's hundreds of thousands.
And just to answer your question about their or comment about the South Board, I put it in just because for consideration, mm-hmm. but I think we might be able to find one in that area, and I'll keep track of it. I know a couple boards that I actually have with clients that might come available that are closer. So rather than commit to one, we're sort of like, okay on. You might wait because there's a lot of turnover of boards. We might find that one that's just really close by, and I think that would be better, frankly, would benefit better.
I think that this is an ideal location for us, though, coming from the north, because it's after the people from Fresno who are going to Pismo quite possibly, who don't have a room reservation. It's after the 4146. Coming from the east, it's after 46, but before 41 for us. And so to direct them over to us, I think it's ideal.
Are we going to make a motion on this? Or do we?
Yeah, I would love to hear a motion on this. Wait, excuse me.
You know, I'm just a little bit concerned. While it's under John's report, it was not an item on the agenda. I don't know if time is of the essence. It seems to me, especially because it's under a monthly report, generally you don't do motions under monthly reports. We generally have a new business or an unfinished business item. That's my only concern. We can bring it back to you as a new business item. I don't know if time is of the essence to capture the billboard.
Well, I think what we could do is, if this is feasible, I think there's enough consensus that I'm hearing that I could commit to the board and then have it formalized.
We'll put it on the agenda for next time. That would be
perfect.
Great.
And John, can you, when you come back to us next time, bring us back a couple of slogans to throw up there?
Yeah, actually, I'll bring back the designs to approve.
Okay, perfect.
I may have missed it, but what budget item would this fall under?
Contingency.
Oh.
For everyone at home, that's contingency. Okay.
That concludes all my stuff.
Do we need to accept those reports for file or no? Okay, just making sure. We are on 5 unfinished business. I don't believe that we have
any, and we have done the discussion of the funding request under new business, but we do have B under new business, the discussion of Google AdWords.
We forgot the hotel packaging subcommittee.
I apologize. Thank you. I don't know how I checked that off. Back up, back to the hotel packaging subcommittee. A report?
Oh, okay. Peter, do you have a report? No, we got together as a group. We said, okay, give us some ideas of what we could do, and we came up with two, which I passed out last month. I don't know if everybody still has them, but I can't remember if there was a third. But the two that we came out was Half Moon Full Price.
I think that's the challenge of having a hotel and being able to decide, okay, this is what I'm going to offer, then try to do it for the entire town. And that's always been our struggle. One other ask, just to throw one more thing in, we talked about maybe stoking this fire a little bit because of things being so bad in October. And again, I can certainly advertise this. That's not a problem. But to facilitate it where there's a buy-in by everybody, but we talked about maybe having, you know, rooms starting at, and then have everybody have a certain room at that rate and advertise that maybe over in the valley. Is that something that could be entertained too?
You know? Well,
I have a question. What about, you know, we have this BID, we're representing all the lodging. I mean, we have this, I don't know what's going on with the website about having the BID member side. I mean, what about just going out there and throwing out, saying, hey, okay, this is our two offers. Who's participating?
Right.
On the back end, getting everybody to participate, and then, you know, you get 10 to 20 of them, hopefully, that'll participate, and you throw it on. I mean, it's off rack rate, so you can.
Right. You're looking for some sort of success with a package that's community-wide, and if you get a little bit of it, it will build. I've done this in other hotels, and it get to a point where you develop enough of a customer where you don't even advertise it anymore because you try to put John out of a job, which is our intent, right? No. What you do is, you know, it gets to be known as. I tracked all the dates, and some of them are not quite as favorable as others. You know, there's August dates in there, but it's all subject to availability. Pete would have to go out and solicit the restaurants that would want to participate, and also on the gift end, where we support that industry is we just, you know, you could have a rack that's your half-off rack that's with this thing. It could be pretty cool. Plus, it could open some business up at night for moon gazing and good for restaurants in general and stuff like that.
What about the Merchant Association? I mean, we could go to them maybe, and I'm sure they could get some of the merchants that would want to participate. An idea.
You know, between the two organizations, that's fairly easy to get commitments for. I think it's just a matter of putting it together with the hotels is kind of the key. The activities and the restaurants are pretty easy. You buy one, get one free type package.
Or get one half off. The second's half off.
Yeah. Generally, when I do a package like this in our company, because we run five hotels in the county, so we'll do packages like this, and I'll develop a checklist and then divvy up the work on the checklist. So some of the checklist includes, what's on the website, what's the print campaign, and then the specifics on what the fulfillment piece of the offer is, et cetera. So,
I would suggest having one more meeting with the subcommittee and just kind of organize all that, and we can get started on this right away.
Okay, cool.
Long as we have some guidelines.
All right, and the.
And I would say with this kayak one, you know, you go to them and, you know, I don't know if we would even need to, you know, it says here that we would maybe have to negotiate a favorable rate. I mean, they're going to get all this advertising for free. So, I mean, I think the 1 hour free would be.
Well, they're pretty cheap. They're like $8 an hour or something.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So we wouldn't maybe even have to pay for that if they're going to in turn get all of this advertising. I mean, just a thought, if at $8, I mean, do we really have to, are we going to have to spork out our own money for one free hour?
What I was looking at it was
split
a partnership between the BID and the individual hotel owner. So the hotel, let's say Pete goes out and says, okay, let's negotiate with these guys and give them, we're going to promote your business, give it to us for $6. So then it becomes like $3 a room. You know, people are going to add on. They're not just going to go for an hour. They might buy two or something like that.
Plus, they know where they're at.
And then, right. And it gets us, what it helps is the package also helps with our branding of Discover Better Nature. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, we get people out into nature and we could get it communicated. Kind of cool, free kayak. You know,
I think one thing you could do too, and I not necessarily run a print ad, but Kayaking Magazine, you know, is fairly affordable. And you couldn't get more directed than that. So maybe instead of maybe doing a print ad with them, get on their website, run a couple of banner ads with this offer.
Yeah, this is sort of a, you know, all of us give free continental breakfast because it becomes, this is a point of differentiation that lets customers say, well, let's go to Morro Bay, I get a free kayak ride. And I mean, people like their free breakfast, they get a free kayak. I mean, it's broader than kayakers. I think kayakers, like Kayak Magazine, they have their own kayaks. They don't need to really worry about somebody giving them one of theirs, you know.
But if they're traveling, they're not going to bring their kayak with them. But
they want the experience. Yeah, I think these questions and more can be answered in our subcommittee and get a guideline. And there's no reason why we can't get right on this.
And I think the subcommittee just needs to go and call, or like you said, Peter, you're on it.
I think it's a great idea.
We talk to them every day anyway.
Forward. Yeah.
Rick helps me facilitate that, and I know this was something that Mike wanted to bring up, so I'm sure he's got some discussion on it. But my original thought was that we try to optimize first and see where we go with that. And then if we still need to buy the words, then we can certainly consider that. But I'm open for, you know, that discussion and whatever you want me to do. And Rick's here just to answer questions if we want to go a certain way. Or
I can give you a little bit of background on the whole thing, too. One of the things is I know Mike pretty well. I think, Mike, way back when, I started you with pay-per-click, and then you guys went on and did it in-house and then gone on to wherever you're at now. But any of the other four do pay-per-click right now on your websites? Google AdWords, Yahoo? So, okay. So that gives me an idea of what to say here next is if you're talking about a search engine-focused marketing campaign, there's two main elements. There's search engine optimization, which John's addressed here, and then what Mike's brought up is a pay-per-click type of thing. Some numbers that I just did some research in anticipation of kind of updating you all is SEO drives about 75% of all search traffic, but it only comprises about 11% of a normal search engine marketing campaign, okay, in dollars. Pay-per-click drives about 25% of all search traffic, and it comprises about 87% of the budget. So, you know, when you dive into that. Now, search engine optimization is long-term. In other words, if I stopped today and walked away, the search engine optimization would still give and carry on. If you're doing pay-per-click, as soon as the budget is expired or shut down, you're invisible. Okay, so those are the two main things. Pay-per-click is instant. You know, in other words, if you were to do a pay-per-click campaign and it was up tomorrow, it would start driving traffic to your website. A prior study showed that your conversion rates through search engine visitors is about 2.3%. Your pay-per-click is about 1.4% in that ballpark. Now, to monetize this, and I'm sorry for the numbers, but this is my life. I work in numbers. Okay. It's all about the cost to acquire a visitor to your own website, to Morro Bay, or whatever. Now, if we bring them in pay-per-click-wise and we bring them into morrobay.org, they still got to get to the hotel page, click over to your website, and make a reservation. So now we start talking about conversion rates, and let's say when they get to your website, your each individual hotel website, you're going to stand a chance of about a 1% conversion rate. If you're at 0.5%, you're not doing too good. If you're at 1.5%, you don't want to tell your neighbors because you're doing pretty good. So let's just look at a typical 1% conversion rate, which I could, and it's probably you guys with websites probably heard the term look-to-book ratio. How many visitors does it take to get a reservation? So now we need 100 visitors to make one reservation. So if the average cost for a click is 45 cents a piece, you just paid $45 or $50 for your average reservation. Now, let's say your average reservation is two nights, $139 a night ADR. You just probably paid 15 to 25% for that reservation. Now, is that worth it or not? So that's what I always say. I lay it on the table for everybody. Now, I've got a client in Kauai that has a 60-unit luxury condominium. She spends $6,000 a month across the board between Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Okay, but her average reservation, guess what it is? It's like $1,500 to $1,800. Because it's a week stay, she's got, you know, penthouses that rent out for $500 to $700 a night. So there's a little difference in that, and I just lay it all on the line to my clients, and John's hit on, you know, the perfect tact is we SEO the site first because it's cheaper, you get a bigger bang for your buck, and then if you got money to spend and you know what the parameters are, you go into pay per click. So that's kind of my short speech for everybody on that. And organic listings has about a 5 times more likely to be clicked on than an ad, even though the ads are on the top or on the right and on the bottom. That's the kind of prevalent mindset that's out there. So I'll take any questions you have now, but that's pretty much lays it on the line for
you. Yeah, generally I agree with everything you say, Rick. And I'm less of a pay-per-click fan than I was a couple of years ago. I was spending $4,000 a month on pay-per-click at some of our hotels. But the real reason why I think we want to do pay-per-click in here, or I would think we'd want to do, I'm just speaking for myself now, is to prevent those people that have a Morro Bay URL designate. I own, for example, morrobaymotels.com. I could hijack people, because it'll come up high on an organic listing. Mm-hmm. I could hijack people whose intent was to get a broad global view of the motels in the marketplace to my page directly. So probably from a pay-per-click standpoint, what we would want to do as a minimum is indicate official site of the Morro Bay lodging industry. And pay for that click so that when people come.
So it has other intrinsic value. Mm-hmm. For the last 14 years, I've been standing in front of hotel groups and stuff like that and saying, okay, what's the bottom line? How much does it cost me to get that reservation? Is there another way to get me that same reservation for less money? So
right. SEO is where everybody wants to go. I agree. But I think you still, especially if you're not on the front page and you're the organic site, I mean, you're the provider of the unbiased overview of Morro Bay motels and hotels, and you're not on the front page.
Well,
you have to buy it. You have to buy your way into it.
One of the other things we use is dollar cost averaging. So if you want to play in Morro Bay hotels as a pay per click, you're going to have to play in some long tail search type of thing that maybe has 5 or 6 words in the phrase that might be only 30 cents a click, because the Morro Bay hotels is very high competitive rate. So if you're not playing across a broad breadth of keywords and keyword phrases, your average cost per click is going to be up at a buck. So if you're having a $500 or $1,000 a month thing, it's going to get chewed up in the very high clicks. You know, so that you have to weigh that in for the fact that you're trying to pirate somebody from going to someplace you don't want them to go. So there's a big trade-off. It depends on your budget. If you've got budget money that you say, hey, I can toss at this to really buy my way back into this thing, or does there something else that, you know, you all, John, or somebody could come up with, says, hey, you know, that billboard on the highway is a much better bang for the buck because it's just dollars to get people to drive to your website, ultimately.
Yeah, the other thing I'd like to see is how much can you tell from how much the global traffic? Because if you go into Google Analytics, it'll tell you globally how many times Morro Bay hotels has been searched.
Yeah, I've got that already. It was on that spreadsheet.
No, that's only the stuff that comes to you, right? That's not the stuff that doesn't come to you.
That's monthly searches. It's 60,900 for hotels Morro Bay.
Okay, that's all of
That's in a monthly search term used in August. And I can tell you the same thing for Yahoo and Bing. Now, here's another thing that I tell my clients, because I want to be really upfront. You can commit and say, okay, it's going to cost 2 to 4 hours, let's just say, to set up Google AdWords, 2 to 4 hours to set up Yahoo, 2 to 4 hours to set up Bing. Then you have a monthly budget. Then there's going to be administrative costs against that monthly budget to control the spend and then also to give you a monthly report. But here's the joker in the deck with pay-per-click, and it's been coming up more and more recently, is in the middle of all of this, you guys have budgeted, okay, it's going to spend $1,000 a month and da-da-da-da, okay. 6 months down the road, Google can come in and change their algorithm, and all of a sudden, all the setup work is out the window. It's got to be modified or something like that. Like right now, Yahoo is doing a Search Submit Express that we've been using. It's a flat rate, 30 cents a click for hotels. It's really nice, but that's going to be out the door. Yahoo's just getting rid of it because it's a flat rate, 30 cents, and they could say, hey, wait a minute, I can get Michelle over here to pay 60 cents a click now and 65, and then Michael outbid her and pay 70 cents a click. You know, so there's right in the middle of all this, you could throw everything out the window. Your guy has to come back to you and say, okay, I need another 5 hours to make this right again. So it's hard to budget on an ongoing thing. It's a very flexible thing that you need a budget that you can dip into when needed to. So that's another thing where clients.
Given the overhead costs and looking at how our referring sites is, I guess it's Google by a wide margin, like it is everywhere else. So what does Google contribute? So we could probably just stay with Google alone and not do pay per search on any of the other engines and cut down the overhead costs.
Google is more expensive per click than Yahoo
right.
or Bing.
So yeah, but you have the same overhead costs on all of them, right?
So tell me, the cost per click, say, could be, I'm just making this up, $1 for Morro Bay Hotels on Yahoo.
Yeah,
same click on Bing or Yahoo could be 65 cents. And nobody can tell me that a clicker or a visitor clicking over from Yahoo or Bing are any more likely or less likely to do something that a Google click is.
But what I'm saying is you were making the point that there's administrative costs in maintaining how Yahoo changes its algorithm, et cetera. If we just did Google AdWords, we could probably cap out our administrative costs and probably just protect our site from, anybody who owns TripAdvisor, Expedia.
It's definitely a strategy.
Especially since we're not on the front page. If you type in Morro Bay Hotels right now, can somebody do that in Google?
We'd have to switch over the...
Can somebody do that? See where we stand?
Here he comes.
Type in morrobayhotels.com
and
because I think part of what we're doing here is educating everybody around here who's not. I've never been able to do a marketing.
It would be in the position 27, so it would be in the third page.
Yeah.
It was.
Now, which is that one that says Morro Bay Hotels and Lodging right there?
Morro Bay Hotels and Lodging.
MorroBay.com.
Yeah, that's...
That's his old... Ernie's, what was it? Ernie's oldest site.
Whoever's. But what my point would be that if I'm a customer that's going to research Morro Bay Hotels, we're pushing them towards TripAdvisor and Expedia because they represent the entire market. We represent the entire market as well, and we, the Morro Bay, our website does, but the customer can't get there if they do a Google search. Their option is one of two things. Let me go to each individual hotel and try to figure out where I'm going to stay, or go to Expedia and figure out where I'm going to stay. So,
they type in where they want to go, which is Morro Bay. It's number one. And they go to the lodging section. I mean, that's not how it works. I do it. I don't know how.
I don't know about you. I'm just talking about statistics here. The most people that buy hotels search Morro Bay Hotels, or they'll search San Francisco hotels, or that's generally how the search industry works. I mean,
I have a question.
Say it any way you want, but generally, those people making lodging decisions. Are using, that's why on a pay-per-click basis it costs so much to buy that click.
I mean, I think you're right, but I mean, I think that shouldn't be discounted that we're totally lost when it comes. I mean, people, if they go to the destination, I mean, they're...
Okay, I'll give you that, but we're totally lost if they put in lodging.
Well,
okay.
And then I think a lot of people type in TripAdvisor irrespective because they want to...
Michelle, go ahead.
I was just, for me, bottom line, I mean, what are we talking dollar amount? I mean, how much generally are we talking... For discussion, because I mean, if it costs $5,000 a month versus 50 cents a month, obviously there's gonna be more discussion on it. So, how much money are we talking
to get us from 27th up to number one or up?
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting us on the front page of the verbiage that says official site of the Morro Bay lodging industry. I would venture to say that you probably would have to spend at least $1,000 a month. That's a guess, but Ricky,
what I would have to do is, what I would come to you is, if my like a regular client, is I'd sit there and say, okay, Michelle, what do you want to do in a monthly budget? And you say $200 a month, $500 a month, $1,000 a month, okay? Then I'd come back to you and say, okay, these are the keywords that I think that you want. So hotels, Morro Bay hotels is going to cost you $1.50 a click or something like that, you know. That would be the, you know, then that would, so you control most of it by saying, I want to spend $500 a month, $1,000 a month, $250 a month. We have about 2.5 hours of minimum admin time per month, almost no matter how much you spend. If you're at over like $1,000 or $5,000, the admin goes up because we're trying to control it more, because we don't want to turn this thing on and then first 10 days of the month your budget's gone. We turn it on, turn it off, control it. You know, we might control it on the weekdays, control it on the weekends, depending on what you all want. So it's your budget to set, and then here's how, what we can do for it. You're going to get, if it is $1.50 a click and you're spending $500, well, you
but I think it's also what's the goal. So I think the goal is maybe we got to go at, approach it this way and ask Rick, would $1,000 a month buying pay-per-clicks get us on page one at some point, or would optimization get us on page one, or a combination? I mean, the goal is we want to be on page one, so how do we attain that
goal?
We'll
get on page one, hopefully, eventually through SEO. It's going to take a while, and it's going to take an ongoing monthly project to do that. Not a lot of hours, but it's going to still keep tweaking it. But if you want to be on page one in a week, you know, then you basically can do the pay-per-click route.
But would $1,000 a month do that, achieve that?
Sure. He's going to do that, you know, but if it's $2 a click, you're going to get 500 clicks. You know, if it's $1 a click, you're going to get 1,000 clicks. That's what you're going to get.
And as soon as we stop paying, do we fall back?
You're invisible.
No, you're invisible on the paid ads. You're not.
Yeah.
You're
here,
but I agree with you. I would think out of all of the cities I've viewed, the easiest place I've ever seen to get on a front page is Morro Bay. And it's because there's no big change dominating it. There's nothing, you know. So as an SEO project, that's why I keep thinking we'll be on the front page pretty soon. On an interim basis, you know, I'm Rick's got a point of view. I got a point of view. I don't know which one. You know, again, whenever I look at marketing for internet, I want to know what the strategy is in SEO. I want to know what the strategy is in pay-per-click. I want to know what the strategy is in opt-in strategy in terms of accumulating customers. I want to know what the strategy is. It's just one of those things.
I think that would be a good thing to look at. I would think that we would want to do it. My recommendation as your marketing consultant would be to wait till the website is done and then kick it off as part of the kickoff campaign for the new site. But that's not to say that we don't want this information now. We don't want to wait till the site's designed and then have another month to go by.
Go back and
so we can resolve that and then figure out a launch date for the pay-per-clicks.
Yeah. So
that would be my recommendation.
I can do the research, get it up to John, and John can punt it to you guys. So that's
awesome. Know. So somewhere, is everybody in agreement? Because we don't need a motion for this. Is that correct?
No, you can make him. I'd make him. This is a business item. You can make a motion. I would,
okay.
Because you're looking for a consensus from the board.
Okay.
But it's a business item, so yes.
So then I would look to see a motion to have a directive to come back to us with a proposal for three different increments to see what we would get for the pay-per-click dollars of $500, $750, and $1,000 per month. What could be done for us there, and how much the items are that would lead us towards being first. Is there anybody who would make that motion?
I'll make that motion as stated by our chairperson.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay, great. So we shall then move on to declaration of future agenda items, and I'm assuming that the billboard is one of those for next month, Andrea?
Yes, that's
the one item I have, discussion of billboard and funding.
Okay, great.
I also would like to add an agenda is an update on our PR schedule. Are we paying that girl? Because you gave us a PR proposal? I haven't seen
it. Right now, what we're doing is basically we're facilitating some of the events. Like, we ran a press release for the different events for the photo expo. We're doing one for the lighted boat parade. And I was going to talk to you at some point in time about a FAM trip, too.
Okay, because the PR proposal had 11 PR, I guess, press releases. And, you know, is there a schedule for those, or...
If you look in your notebook, I mean, you'll see the press releases that we've done up to this point.
No, I mean, I know up to this point, but right. I mean for future
press releases.
No,
I can provide that.
Okay. So a PR update, maybe, if we can get a PR update.
Any others?
I think we need to discuss how we're going to go beyond our this NTA conference, because we do have about 8 to 10 tour operators that would like to come into Morro Bay. And we just need to really discuss how we're going to do that in a little more detail. And there's actually 35 more here that were interested, but I have 8 to 10 that were extremely serious.
They're solid.
Discussion of results from the NTA conference?
Can that wait a month?
Not really.
I know.
We need to get on this thing, because there's some ideas that I have and some ideas that they have given us, what they want to see. And so we have to see if it's feasible, if we can put this thing together. And I've already talked to Neil and Dwight, the two people who own the oyster farm.
Okay.
And they're... Of course.
So could we form a subcommittee that gets us moving on this? Someone, for example, from the chamber, and a couple people off the BID, and then maybe we could get moving forward. Yeah, would that be?
We don't need a lot of folks. I mean, just
a tour subcommittee.
Morro Bay Oyster Tour.
It's a market segment.
It's a market segment. It's a trade show subcommittee.
Oh.
It's not really that. It's really creating tours for the bus tours.
I mean the subcommittee that we would create to move this forward for the NTA would be a trade show subcommittee that would be able to help you move any leads forward.
Okay, any way you want to call it, it's fine with me. It's just these guys are going to be calling me soon, and I want to make sure.
Are they day tours, Peter, or are they overnight lodging?
Well, I mean, I can go into it, but it's going to take a while.
Can he give a report? I don't know. It's not on the agenda. We're running late.
I would... Yes, he can give a brief report. My concern is that you've now got another subcommittee. I mean, that's fine. You've got a lot of subcommittees you've created. I would say the best way, unless it absolutely can't make it, wait, is to have a discussion of this on your next agenda.
But why don't we can't wait a whole month?
Do we need a special meeting, Peter?
To get this going?
Well, it depends on how important you think it is.
Why don't you give us a brief report of what happened, and then we'll decide if we need a special meeting or a subcommittee.
And I'm not gonna. I won't go into a lot of detail. But when I first avocado and oyster, and then I got this list here that are interested people, tour operators, and there's 40 of them in here. Not all of them will match, but and Amtrak came over and heard about it and wanted to do the tour now. Yeah, there's an interest there. It's time to put it together.
Is it overnight lodging, or is it coming off the highway?
It's up to us. It's how we set this thing up. Right now, the Amtrak wants to do a lunch, but he wants to make it overnight. What he wants to do is get them off the bus in Paso, go to Cambria, and stay, or at least have lunch like this experience in Morro Bay, and then go to the connection in San Luis Obispo to the train and continue on. That's what that is. And it's a week-long train.
And that's an overnight stay? Because a lot of this tour business, there's another group, the Bus Tour Association or something like that, that's all coming off the highway. It's not overnight.
What we want to do is we want them to get into Morro Bay. We certainly want them to stay. But if we don't get them to stay, at least they want to be part of this tour, and all they have to do is keep adding things so they will spend the time. I think we have a history tour here. I think there's all kinds of things that we can create once we get them off. you know, off the 101 onto a Highway 1.
Right. And where do you park the bus, just FYI?
Well, there's Front Street.
If you're interested in discussing it, it needs to be a future agenda item. I think you're going to be a little hard pressed to get a special meeting between now and December 17th, based on the holidays. Certainly, you can create a subcommittee if you think you need to meet before then. But your subcommittee is going to come back with a general discussion at your next meeting, which is the 17th.
But we would be ahead of the
up to the board.
I would be willing to hear a motion to create a subcommittee. I don't know how you all feel, but we're going into our slow season anyhow, and we're going there fast. So any business
tourists don't really travel in the slow season. So I mean,
They travel all the time.
Yeah, they travel all the time. I get buses still in winter.
Yeah, that's the time of the year really doesn't matter, and to them, they want something exciting that they can promote. That's
what they
want.
Well, I think we have to understand too. I mean, if we go out and do a tour, I mean, you're not going to see them for another 6 months to a year,
that's
anyways.
Right.
So
that's
I mean,
right.
It's not like we're going to get bookings tomorrow because of it. But I think we need to get the ball moving and get information out.
Yeah, we do.
I'll make a motion that we do a subcommittee for trade shows, so it can include
any future
things. So that would be my motion for a subcommittee for trade shows.
Is there a second?
Well, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, so we need some volunteers for the subcommittee, trade show subcommittee.
I'll sit on that one because I've done several trade shows.
Yeah, I've done trade shows too. I don't mind or...
I don't necessarily want to go to them.
I have a lot of hotel representation on the trade show. It's a pure hotel.
Okay, so I'll... Unless you want to do it, I'll do it. Unless you want to do it. Okay, I'll do it.
And
Michelle.
And I'll be there, of course.
And, yeah, that's our subcommittee. That's three, right? Yeah. Okay, there's our subcommittee. And I'm sorry, the subcommittee will come back. That'll be a future agenda item. Any future agenda items you think of between now and then, if you'd be so kind to put those to Andrea or myself.
Just to be clear, so we do not have a future agenda item as the discussion of the NTA tour, but you're going to have a subcommittee report from which generally you don't make a recommendation from or a motion from. So we'll have a subcommittee report from the trade show. Do you want to also have a discussion of the NTA?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay, and with that, I believe we can adjourn. Is that correct? Thank you.